Hi, this is Emily Shaw for Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm here speaking with David Tom. David is an artist and a conservationist in San Francisco. He runs the Jeepney Project, which is an organization that helps to promote awareness about endangered birds through art. And he's visiting us this year in Mountain Film. We're very much looking forward to seeing him and his art. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure.
I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the Jeepney Project.
Well, Jeepney Projects Worldwide is an art for conservation organization, and we partner with regional conservation groups to advocate for critically endangered birds and the habitat that they live in. And the way we do that primarily is through exhibitions and our benefit art projects.
Great. That sounds, we're so much looking forward to seeing your art. I'm wondering if you could tell us about one of your best birding adventures. I know you've traveled all over to Borneo and to Mexico and to Ghana. What's one of the best birding adventures you've had?
Well, I'm an incredibly lucky and privileged person to have been able to go to some incredible places around the world. And every place I've been to, I've had fantastic experiences meeting people and seeing fantastic habitat and amazing birds. But one of my favorite adventures was in the Philippines, which was really the first big project that we did with Jeepney. And so a small group of us went over to the Philippines to look for the great Philippine eagle, which is a critically endangered bird. It's about the largest eagle in the world. It's iconic, and it's also the national symbol for the Philippines. But there's very few left. There may be as few as 200. But you have to go to really specific sites in the Philippines. So there's one reliable place to see the Philippine eagle at a nesting site, and that's the island of Mindanao, which is the largest, most southerly, it's the most southerly large island in the Philippines. And the site is called Mount Kitinglaud. And to get to Mount Kitinglaud is not that easy. You have to go on a long drive from the port town that we landed at, which is Cagayan de Oro, and that's in the north. And you go on like the 6-hour drive. And then from there, you have to get out of the vehicles, and you have to hike up another few miles up the mountain, and then the local guides put all of your gear onto water buffalo, and you walk along with local guides and water buffalo up a incredibly muddy, slippery trail up to what's called the lodge. And the lodge is it's not really a lodge. It's basically a ramshackle shed. And in the shed, I think at various times we had rats running around. There was a gigantic bat flying around and bashing into the walls, all at nighttime, of course, when you're trying to sleep. But to actually get to see the eagle, we had to get up, and it must have been about 4:30 or 5 in the morning, have an early breakfast, and then you hike another couple of miles up through farmland and patchy land that's been deforested. Finally, you get to some good habitat up towards the top of the mountain, and then you basically sit and wait. And we sat and waited at the viewing point. It must have been a full 8 hours, and it was really hot. And then I believe It actually also rained that day too. So we didn't see the eagle on the first day of going to look for the eagle. And I thought, wow, I've dragged these guys from San Francisco to the Philippines and we haven't seen the eagle. So I was getting a little Philippine eagle stress. And so then we had to go back to the camp, get up the next morning, go back up to the site, and we were there for about maybe three hours or so. But the second day, we were seeing more birds in general, and then we saw a couple of different other raptors flying around and thought, okay, well, this is looking a little better. And then our local guide started hearing the Philippine eagle calling. It's a really distinctive whistle sound. And then he started whistling. Carlito was whistling to the eagle, and the eagle started responding and whistling back, but we hadn't seen the eagle yet. So finally, around midday, Peter Bardo, one of the other founders of Jeepney Projects, he said, guys, I see a really large raptor way on the other side of the valley. It must have been nearly at least a half kilometer away. And our local guide, Nikki, got on the bird and said, that's it. That's the Philippine eagle. And we all completely freaked out. And it took us a little bit of time to get on the bird. We finally saw the eagle flying around. And we acted like complete idiots when we saw it. It was a great, great moment. And then finally, the eagle landed in a tree. And this is the part that was so cool for me. The bird landed in a tree, and it turned out it was at a nest, and there was a juvenile Philippine eagle at the nest. And it was kind of like a scene from a National Geographic special. And we got this scene in the scope, and the juvenile eagle was eating this huge prey item.
Wow.
And it was like tearing chunks of meat off of this prey item. And I was looking through the scope, and then all of a sudden, all of these branches in the canopy above the eagle started shaking and moving around, and the eagle kind of looked up nonchalantly. And then I saw what I was pretty sure was a monkey jumping over the eagle's head. And I was like, guys, you can't believe this. There's a monkey jumping around over the eagle's head. And everybody was incredulous. And everyone got on the scope. They're like, oh, yeah, there's a monkey jumping around over the eagle. So our theory was that the eagle was likely eating a monkey, and that some of the monkeys from the troop, from the monkey troop, were harassing the eagle. And it was this amazing scene. So after waiting a day and a half to see the eagle, we all got to see this amazing experience. So
what a story. That, David, that is so what a powerful adventure, and it sounds like you guys earned that birding experience too.
Yeah, we did, and you know, it makes it a lot sweeter when you finally get to see the critter that you're looking for after toughing it out a little bit, but it's hard to complain too much. It's all for fun. And then ultimately, we get to share the story and tell the world about the Philippine eagle.
Wonderful. David, I can't wait to meet you and to see your art firsthand. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Emily. And I just want to thank Mountain Film and David Holbrook and you for giving me this opportunity to share.
Anytime.
Okay, thank you.